This morning, we're so grateful and thankful that our mission team has inspired us to think a little bit about what it means to be in mission. We're thankful for those folks who have been called into missional service in the ways that is being described amongst us here now. You know, and it's an interesting thing, whenever you hear the word mission, I think automatically our minds go to this idea that missions are, people who are called into mission are people who are called to foreign countries, who are called to go forth to serve God in specific regions where people are in great need and providing a kind of service that would be a blessing. Ron, you can go ahead and run those slides up. So when we think about mission, I think that is how we envision it sometimes. This idea that mission is about foreign service, going to another country to be able to serve God in that way. But if you look at these definitions of mission, so go ahead, Ron, if you can run the slides. An important assignment carried out for political, religious, or commercial purposes, typically involving travel. Exactly what we've been describing. Run the next one, Ron. The vocation or calling of a religious organization, especially a Christian one, to go out into the world and spread its faith. Two very important understandings of mission. And so as we describe mission today, we acknowledge that that is what our Cuban mission team is going to be doing, and we pray God's blessings upon them. And yet, the reality is that this idea of mission is much broader than that. And in fact, mission is something that we are all called to at some level. So Ron, go ahead and run the next one. So here's another definition of mission. A strongly felt aim, ambition, calling, purpose, or goal. Now, when you think about it in those terms, you realize that that's every single one of us, because we find in our lives this sense of meaning and purpose from the goals that we have set for ourselves, for our families, for our loved ones, that we have a way that we live our lives that is inherent in who we are as people of faith, about the values that we have been given, about the morals and the character that are part of our upbringing that we carry into the world, and we find a way to go forth in service. In that way. And so when we talk about mission by this definition, what we recognize is that mission is for everyone, and that everyone has a mission at some level. You do not need to be called to foreign service in another country to have a mission. And in fact, I would suggest that each one of us, we have a mission. It may be that your mission is in this community. It may be that your mission is a part of this church. It may be that your mission is in serving our community at large. But each one of us have a mission. We have a place in which we feel a sense of passion. And what I would suggest is that passion comes from a calling of God inside of each one of us. Sometimes we don't identify it that way, but what I want to suggest is that that is how God moves inside of us. God moves in such a way that God would lift us up and say, here's a need, come and meet it. Here is how you have been created and gifted. And there is your passion. And find a way to use that passion to glorify God and to uplift the kingdom of God. So here's some synonyms of the idea of mission: vocation, calling, goals, aims, quest, purpose, and function. It is an important part of who we are called to be. Another scripture passage that I wanted to share with you this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And this is an idea of mission as we are called into service for Jesus Christ. And this is from Matthew in the 28th chapter, verse 16 and following. This is the words of the Great Commission. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus tells his disciples that they are called to go forth to replicate themselves. As followers, they create more followers. As they go forth into the world to share God's love, they create those who want to know that love and who want to feel that love and who want to experience the presence of God in their lives. That is the call that Jesus has given to the disciples and gives to each one of us. But what I want to suggest is that it's even more broad than that, because the question that we ask ourselves is, what does that actually mean in real terms? How do we go forth to make disciples? How do we go forth to share the love of God? How do we go forth to be a people who seek to build the kingdom of God? And it may be that this passage for us means that we would go forth to bring people into the faith, and that is an important part of discipleship. But it is as much knowing that we are called to be people of justice. And that it is in our justice and peacemaking that we build the kingdom of God. That may not sound like you're making disciples, and yet it's an important part of recognizing what it is to be called into this purpose and called into this mission. And what is important for us to know is, as we think about mission, each one of us has that inside of us. And so here's my question for all of you. Here's the questions that I want to put before you. What is your mission in life? What do you live? What fills you with passion? Okay, turn to the person next to you and give the answer to that question. I'm joking. I'm just joking. But I want you to think about it. It's not something that we think about often. We get so used to walking this life and staying busy and active with the things that we do that we don't ask these questions of ourselves very often. And what I want to suggest is that we each have this question inside of us. And we do our best to try to live into it, but we don't always put it into words and we don't think about it as phrases. But it's important for us to think in these terms because it helps to guide us in our lives. It helps us to make good decisions. It helps us to live faithfully by the things that we believe and value in our lives. And so the one thing about a mission statement that we learn in the church and in organizations is that you have to do it in, Ron, one sentence. I know that's a difficult thing. And yet, it's important for us to think about who we are and what we've called to be and what we believe and how we want to live. And what is true for us as individuals is also true for us as a church. What is our church's mission? For what does our church exist? What fills us with passion as a church? And John Ortberg says something that's very important for us to know, and go ahead and run to the next one, which is this. If you do not have a sense of mission, if you do not have a clarity about for what you are born for and why you are living, then what ends up happening is this. Go ahead, Ron. So you get a lack of clarity of your mission. What ends up happening is this, and that is that you begin to be guided by a shadow mission. And that is that you find yourself drifting to and fro, back and forth, because you have not really thought about what's most important to you and what you were born for and why you are here on earth. But it's important for us to think in those terms unless we would allow that shadow mission to guide us, sometimes in unhealthy and unholy and unhelpful ways, that we find ourselves moving to and fro and back and forth with the winds of the tide that keep moving us back and forth, and come to discover that at the end of our lives, we will look back and say, I wonder what this life was about. And so knowing what that mission is and understanding why we are here and what we were born to do is so very important. I've talked to you before. I told you a story about a friend of mine who shared a story as a part of a sermon at a camp that I was at. She said, there are 2 days that are the most important days of your life, the day that you were born and the day that you learn why you were born. How important that is for us, and that is what it means to be a people of mission. And so as we think about it in those terms, it's a powerful question for us, and it's not one that you're going to be able to talk to your neighbor about or answer in 1 second. But what I want instead is for you to leave this place asking yourself that question. What's your purpose in life? Why are you here? What is it that you are living for? How is it that you will move forward in this life? And my belief, my prayer is that as you come to hone in on what is most important to you, as you think about what you value the most, as you think of how it is that you have been called to live and for what you have passion, I know that God will carve out a path for you that would allow you to live that mission out in your community, with your family, in your church, in the world. And it's important for us to think about it in these terms, because what I want to suggest to all of us today is we live in a time where things are in great turmoil. As we look at the country that we are living in, as we look at our relationships in global communities, as we think about the ways that we are living in these times and seasons, it's important for us to know what we value and why we are here and what it is that we want for others and ourselves in this life. Because we live at a time when our deepest values are being undercut. Our world is being turned upside down. The institutions that we held in such high esteem are being discredited. And we find ourselves as a people being challenged to ask the question, what is it that we are about as a country? Where is it that we would go to find a sense of purpose in the midst of all of this? As we think about the ways in which folks amongst us are suffering and struggling and feeling besieged because of the policies of our government, as we think about ways in which we're challenged each day to be able to be in community with others, as we think about ourselves as a part of a global family, and then saying, we don't want to be a part of your global family. We want to put ourselves first among everything else. What we know is that as a country, as people, as individuals, as in a church, we have to know why we're here. We have to know what our purpose is. We have to be able to hone in on what God is calling us to do and to be, because if we don't, then what we will find is we will continue to go down with the ship and find that our lives will be a shambles, because we haven't made clear in our own hearts and minds and in the lives of others what it is that we know is our deepest and highest values, what's most important to us, how it is that we want to be in community with others, how it is that we want to live in a global family. If we don't carry those with us and understand fully the purposes behind them, then what we will do is we will drift to and fro in a shadow mission and allow however we are being led and wherever we are going and whatever we are doing to guide us along the way. And what we will find in if we allow that to happen is that we are going to go down with the ship and find that we are lost from that which is a part of who we believe that we've been called and purposed to be. And so my prayer this day is, as we have been witnessed our Cuban mission team, that we would know that each one of us has a mission. And we ask ourselves that question: why am I here? What am I living for? What is my purpose in life? Where would I go that would enable me to live into that purpose? And how is it that I might be about making disciples of Jesus Christ through the ways that I am creating peace and justice in my neighborhood, in the ways that I'm caring for the immigrant and the lost and the poor, in the ways that I am engaging in relationships with others who are very different than me, who speak different languages, come from different cultures, but are a part of the human family that we have to find a way to be a part of and bridge with, or else we will find that we will certainly be lost. And so my prayer this day is that you would ask yourself that hard question, going away from this place and carrying that question with you and thinking about that question, because I would suggest, if we're not ready to think about that question, then we will be guided by the shadow mission, and that shadow mission will lead us to destruction. My prayer is that we would take seriously the witness of our mission team and know that we would carry that into the world and be able to say, this is who I am. This is what I was called to be. This is where my passion lies. And this is how I would serve Jesus Christ best in community and in the world. Let's join together for a word of prayer. Gracious God, we are thankful for the witness of the Cuban mission team, for they remind us that each one of us, we have a mission. We have a purpose that you have called us to. We have a reason that we are living, O God, and we have high values and ideals that you have placed before us. You have given to us great dreams and visions of how this world can be. But we know that that does not come at a price. We are going to have to sacrifice. We are going to have to work hard. We're going to have to stay true to the things that we value and the ideals that are inside of us and the dreams that you have placed inside of us. And if we can do that, oh God, that would turn into a mission that would enable us to serve you in every relationship and everywhere that we go, in all that we do, everything we say, whoever we encounter in this life, we would be able to live out this mission fully in our days. We pray, oh God, we know that this is a hard question for us as individuals. It's a hard question for us as a church, and yet an important and vital question for us. For we know that if we are not asking that question, then we will be blown to and fro by the winds. And we know, oh God, in this, that we will have lost fully that place that you have given to us to live into the purposes that you have created us as children of God. We ask that you bless and be with us as we ask this question, as we are challenged by it, and as we are moved by it in our lives. We pray these things, O God, to you, thankful that you are with us in these hard questions, and ask that you would give us guidance and vision as we seek to discern the answers to this and find ourselves in this, serving you in everything we say and all that we do. We pray these things, O God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.